Oh, hey, good morning. Gotta tell me when the mics are on.
Good morning.
It's Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show. Joe McKenzie, Live the Web Girl, producer Pork Chop, and you. 833-563-2539 is our number. So a man agreed to donate a kidney to his fiance's brother. Here's the problem, guys. They're no longer engaged. They actually have called off the engagement, and that donation's supposed to happen soon. Is it okay for the guy to back out of donating a kidney that would have been his future brother-in-law? And I got more stories, like more details for it, but just hearing that alone, 833-563-2539, I would love to get your thoughts. Here's the full story. This guy was engaged to this girl. They were dating for 5 years, and they were going to get married, I guess, sometime in, like, 2020.
Okay.
Well, somebody showed him, like, a recording, a video. I don't know if it was somebody jealous or what, but it was her saying that she still loves her ex, and she was only with him because he was the better choice, which I've heard of girls like, well, I don't want to say, like the guy, but he's better than the other ones I have out there. You know, like, he's not the perfect one, but there's something
like
better.
Well, and sometimes it's, like, on paper. Also,
yes,
he's a provider, he's more secure, maybe I'm not in love with him, but my life will be better.
So he did the tough thing, he confronted her, and she admitted, yeah, that's true, I actually said that. So he called off the wedding, and he broke up with her. But once again, before this happened, he agreed to donate his kidney to his fiance's brother. He explained that the brother has kidney failure and needs a transplant as soon as possible. He's not really close to the brother. I mean, he kind of thought maybe they'd be closer eventually if they became family, and he was going to do it, because it's his fiance and just to help out the family. That makes sense. When you do have that bond, your brother, like your brother-in-law becomes your brother. Your sister-in-law becomes your sister.
Right.
But that ain't happening because it's over. And now he's like, do I go through with this or not? I know this sounds terrible, but I say no, you do not go through with it. 833-563-2539. Mackenzie, you just did a big gulp.
Well, I totally get what you're saying. I'd have to think about this for a hot second just because the letdown of not going through with it. I mean, the hope gone, right? On the other side, but...
Yeah. I mean, growing up, I had a friend, and his dad, thank God, got a kidney transplant, but he was on, like, dialysis, like, all the time and barely made it. And I would hate to see somebody pass away, but at the same time, it's like, I don't know, like, if I die, I'll donate my organs, but if I'm still alive, I would like to keep them, like, because who knows what will happen with my other kidney? Like, I want to make sure my kidneys are good.
You
never know what could happen. Mm-hmm. And if you give your other one away, then, like, there's no guarantee.
That's true.
I say you have to go through with it.
Really? He made the promise or the commitment and he has to stick to it now?
Yeah. I mean, I couldn't imagine all the bad karma that would come his way if he was like, oh, just kidding, because you split. I'm not going to do it. Like,
yeah.
That's absolutely terrible.
It's not his fault. It's the guy's sister's fault. He needs to be mad at his sister for lying and being with the guy.
What a predicament.
I would do it.
833-563-2539. Mackenzie, you make the commitment. Are you going to do it?
I would do it because I said I would follow through.
All right, am I just the cold-hearted person here? Am I the person that has no soul?
Kind of a no takes back kind of thing.
I think if you're actually on the operating table, you can't say no then. But
right?
If he's not actually there getting surgically prepped, I think it's okay. 833-563-2539. We'll talk to you next here on Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show. Good morning. It is Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show. What would you do if you were in this guy's situation? He was engaged to this girl. They were together for 5 years, and then somebody presented him with a situation saying that, yeah, she's with him just because he's the better option, but she kind of likes her ex.
Yeah.
Awkward. He's like, well, he confronted her. She said, yeah, that's true. So he called it off. And that's not a big deal, calling off an engagement. The question is this, is that he agreed before the engagement to actually donate his kidney to his future brother-in-law. So now he's like, do I do this or do I not do this? 833-563-2539.
He's the sucker here because he was engaged with her for 5 years. Bro, that's a red flag. If you are engaged for 5 years and you still not have gotten married, he should have known. He needs to donate it.
Maybe I didn't phrase it correctly. They've been together for 5 years. They're recently engaged. So it wasn't a five-year engagement. She's a sucker for sticking on that long.
The dilemma is that he's made the commitment. This person, it could save their life, and they're waiting for it. And now should he pull out or not?
I mean, Alicia, good morning. You're on Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show.
Good morning.
What do you think?
So, I would say definitely go through with it. I mean, it's not every day that you get to save somebody else's life. And finding a match for things like those, it takes time. So to tell somebody, like, yeah, I'm going to give you a kidney and then back out of it, I mean, it would just crush the person. So regardless of their situation, I would say go through with it.
Even if somebody like kind of like ruined it with you and your relationship, you would still do it?
Yeah, absolutely, because it has nothing to do with her. It's her brother, not her.
Wow, you are such a good person. I feel like a turd. Thank you, Alicia, for the call.
Thanks, Alicia.
Let's go to Andrew this morning on line two. Andrew, you giving up that kidney after this happens?
No. He wasn't that close to the brother, so he obviously did it for the fiancé. But that's not even the biggest issue here. It's that you can die from donating an organ, either on the table or afterwards from complications, from infections. It's not a, oh, here you go, here's my kidney, whatever. It's a very difficult and long process, and you could die from it.
So wow, that's a great thing to consider.
So you're saying it's not even worth the risk if there's no longer there. It's like, why even put yourself in that situation? Hey, thank you for calling in this morning at 833-563-2539. We'll say hi to Courtney. Courtney, what do you think? Are you going to donate this kidney after the situation changes?
I definitely would. I don't think there should be stipulations on saving someone's life. And if you agreed to it, it shouldn't have been because you're marrying into the family. It should have been because you're wanting to genuinely help someone and save their life.
But, okay, that's true, and morally you're totally right. I'm not saying you're wrong, but I want you to step back for a second. You're telling me there's not any chance at all that you would change your mind if this situation happened to you. You wouldn't have second thoughts?
Absolutely not. If I'm not saying I would ever donate any organs. It would have to be a very special person in my life to donate that. But once you make that decision, that's it. Like, that's the decision you made. It's cut and dry.
Would you even have made that donation in the first place? Like, if it was like your future sister or brother-in-law, you would have said no.
No. No.
Okay,
if
good.
If I'm not close to them, absolutely not.
All right, well, then you're not an angel then. At least I want to make sure you weren't perfect.
Joe, I get what you're saying because you're like, well, you might never even see that person again anymore. Like, you thought you'd see them the rest of your life. So I understand how you would be skittish. However, I do agree if you made the commitment, you should go through with it.
All right, Courtney, thank you for calling. Real quick, before I get to Amy, Mackenzie, will you donate an organ if I need it now?
Sure.
All right, she's committed. Save that audio. I will sue you in court before I die. Amy, good morning. You're on Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show. You giving up that kidney, or what are you doing?
No, I'm keeping my kidney.
Look at you, you selfish person, you.
She laughs, says with a laugh. I love it.
I'm glad you're calling in, because everybody makes me feel like I'm such a terrible person. And first of all, if you didn't know this, I've talked about it. I have my donor card on my ID. When I die, take everything. Take my eyeballs, take my whole body. Don't take my junk, because nobody would want that. Other than that,
you can
have it, and I think you should be a donor. But I agree with you, not doing it.
I think he should back out, because I genuinely think he wanted to do it out of the love of his fiance.
I think you're right.
And that was the only reason.
That's a great point.
Especially since he considered that, he said that he wasn't close to his future brother-in-law. He only did it because he loved his fiance.
Do you think, as far as close, like if anybody on the show, like Liv, Mackenzie, or Porkchop needed a kidney, should I give it to him or probably not?
I think you should consider it.
Like, if I only could pick one person, who should get my kidney?
I plead the fifth.
Let me ask you, if you needed a kidney, who on the shows would you want?
Ooh, that's an easy one.
Not Liv's.
Yeah, no kidding. That thing is destroyed.
I would take Liv's.
Wow.
Oh, that's sweet.
Oh, good. It'll last for like 2 weeks. There you go.
Yeah.
Hope you got a warranty. Hey, thank you for calling in. We'll wrap things up with Denise. Hey, you're on Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show. What do you think this guy, kind of a tough pickle situation, the engagement's off, and now he does not want to donate his kidney to his would have been future brother-in-law?
I think he should go through with the, you know, like the previous caller said, it is the gift of life. He had to have made the decision based on how he felt. You know, he felt like he was a giver. Obviously, he is the better choice. So why he would call off an engagement because of something she said? Women say stupid stuff all the time. Oh, he's, you know, everyone has a plan B. But he was the better choice. And of course he is, because he chose to give away an organ. So of course he should go through with it. And just sounds like there's something more to the story. It
sounds like she had a plan B for her man, but she didn't have a plan B for her brother's kidney. So
I know. And can you believe the turmoil that she'll go through all the years if he doesn't go through with it? I mean, her brother could literally die because of something stupid that she said.
That's true.
So what do we learn today? Ladies, you need to be careful what you say.
I feel
always,
like everyone
does. Always come back and bite you in the butt.
Yes.
Exactly. Hey, thank you for calling in this morning. We appreciate it.
You want to hear something crazy?
Yes, I love crazy.
I'm on the bone marrow registry for like a bone marrow transplant. Yeah, they say they stick like a huge needle in your bone, and ugh. But if someone needs my bone marrow, I got you.
Wow, do you donate plasma and all that?
Oh, you know what? Actually, now that we think of it, I don't know if I'm allowed to.
I don't think you're allowed
Why?
To either.
because I don't think the guys and guys thing.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
Gay.
You can say gay on the radio. No, you'd have to check on that to make sure. But there, I know back in the day there used to be certain restrictions on that.
No, well, I got you. I got bone marrow for
you. Bone marrow. Wow, good for look.
Wow, breaking.
He's our angel, producer Pork Chop.
To be fair, I don't know if I want any of Pork Chop's bodily stuff. I don't know if I want his bone marrow. I don't know if I want his plasma, platelets.
Still give it to you to save you, Joe.
Yeah, you're going to need his blood one day.
Yeah, one day you'll see.
You'll need it.
What kind of blood type are you, by the way?
Oh, I have no idea.
Ragu? I'm kidding. That's me. Whatever you make fun of me as a fat kid. Hey, guess what? Dumb people do dumb things, and that's why we have the dummy of the day. It's coming up next here on Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show.